Chapter 8. He needs a good-looking wife, an attractive spouse. At 26 and 190 pounds, Nancy seldom had dates, four in the last 2 years to be exact, and no calls back after the first one. Her prospects for marriage seemed bleak, to say the least. Even though she had a charming personality and many interests, few men wanted to date her. One day, Nancy decided she had to make a change. She wanted to marry, and she was tired of her job. If I had someone to take care of me, she thought, I could quit the job and stay home all day. I'd like that. As her first tactic in achieving that goal, Nancy enrolled in an exercise program, went on a diet, and lost 60 pounds. Next, she bought some new clothes that nicely accentuated her slender figure. A new hairdo and appropriate makeup completed the transformation. With 60 pounds gone and the other improvements, Nancy became a real knockout. Now she had dates right and left, but she had not forgotten her goal, a husband. About 8 months later, when Harold proposed, she said yes. She had achieved her goal with great speed. When I counseled Nancy and Harold about 5 years later, I started by speaking to them separately. Harold told me the first thing she did after we were married was to quit her job. Then she stayed home eating like mad all day. She blew up like a balloon. She's gained about 100 pounds since we've married. Have you said anything about her weight? I ask. Yes, many times. In fact, it's a sore point between us. But she just says, I want you to love me for who I am. If you'd love me and accept me unconditionally, then I could easily lose the weight. I'm getting fed up, Harold continued. I don't know where to turn. I don't believe in divorce, but I can't handle this, and something has to happen. As we continued to talk, I could see Harold faced a real dilemma. Reared in a conservative church, he held strong convictions about marriage being a commitment for life. But whereas he had once looked forward to a happy future with a wife everyone seemed to admire, now life with Nancy seemed like a prison sentence. Marriage to this woman had hardly lived up to his expectations. Where had he gone wrong? Next, I talked to Nancy to get her side. She told me about her self-improvement program to get dates and a husband. Nancy had never told Harold that she had once gained so much or that she didn't think she could keep the weight off after marriage. For her, dieting had been an agony, and even keeping slim was too great a sacrifice if it was for life. When she married Harold, she thought he would love her regardless of her weight, and she could go back to being fat and happy. So when he told her he was leaving if she didn't lose weight, she felt he was being unfair. Things didn't seem fair to Harold either. He had married someone physically appealing and assumed she'd stay that way. Nancy had thought that once Harold got to know and love her, her weight would no longer matter to him. But she was wrong. Granted, some men do not care about physical appearance. Their wives can be overweight or underweight. It makes no difference. They have other emotional needs that are far more important than the need for an attractive spouse. But Nancy had not married one of these men. In fact, she had married a man for whom physical appearance was at the very top of his list. He needed an attractive wife. Some women also have a need for an attractive husband. Many wives I've counseled have given their husbands the ultimate threat. You either lose weight or our marriage is over. One woman I counseled would not live with her husband until he lost 50 pounds. If a person considers the need for an attractive spouse as the most important emotional need, physical appearance is serious business in that marriage. In Harold and Nancy's marriage, it was that serious. Nancy listened intently as I explained that a marriage commitment means meeting the needs of your mate. She wanted Harold to earn a good living, to be affectionate to her, talk with her often, and so on, but she wasn't holding up her end of the bargain. "What do you mean, not holding up my end?" she snapped. "I cook good meals. I keep the house clean. I'm affectionate." "All that is good, but you're missing something," I explained. "Your physical attractiveness is very important to your husband. This isn't some quirk or whim. It's something he needs very badly. The beautiful woman he married hides under all that excess weight. By taking care of your body, you take care of your husband." Nancy didn't quite hear me at first. She persisted in arguing, "Harold should love me as I am." "You want to be loved for who you are and not for what you do," I said. "We all do. But you didn't decide to marry your husband for who he is, but rather for what he did. If he had not met any of your emotional needs when you dated him, you would not have even considered him as a life partner. And if, after you were married, he stopped meeting your needs, your feelings for him would have changed considerably. Your love would have simply faded away." Many men think affection is a trivial need. Many women think sex is trivial. Some men and women think admiration is trivial, but none of these things are trivial to those who need them.